Blog Talk Radio.
Live from the Treasure Sign Studio in Liverpool, Pennsylvania, it's the Sports Show. And now, turn up the volume and get on your feet and welcome in the undisputed, undefeated champion of sports talk radio.
I just feel amazing. I think we're having some technical issues here on this voice show too. The queue is there, so could you call, please? I know we don't get a lot of calls in this statement, but the queue is never.
Uncle Chris is running like a snack stand or something right now.
Definitely. He's not the only call.
No, I'm just saying, that's one.
Who is this here?
There we go. Grant.
Flag it up here on the school show. Hello.
Well, I'm calling you on the Golden State of the Year, right?
Golden State of the Year, indeed.
And Monday it's going to be nasty, nasty, nasty. I got a feeling you boys will have a late start. You might even be off. Who knows? That's
you
pretty good, right?
You think I'll be off on Monday?
I have an idea you might be. It's supposed to be really nasty, so we'll see. I'm not going to guarantee it, but I'm going to give you a 60-40 yes. You're liking that, right?
Yeah, I think a lot of people be liking that.
I think the Sixers are going right to the playoffs because they're a juggernaut. They won again last night. Oh, my goodness.
Yes. The Lion Pine Trophy is coming back to Philadelphia. Yes, 6.8.
What do you think? What do you think of Howie Rosehead? Do you think he's going to stay with the Eagles? Do you think now that he's not a general manager, he'll try to go somewhere else?
Well, you gotta imagine that he's going to get GM offers over the next few years to go to certain places. But he seems to be a loyal person. He seems to like the fan TV does. They show on WIP every day. Not every Monday. Howie Roseman, he's the only sitting GM who does that. So I think he'll stay for the foreseeable future.
Okay. All right. Good. Good, good, good. Also, do you think they should give up the ranch? You think they should give up the ranch?
For this
kid Mariota, what do you think?
I think if anyone's going to do it, it's Chip. I just hope no matter what he decides to do, he calculates the risk. Because that's what you got to worry about with him, whether he just impulse does something or it's really take time to see and calculate what's going to happen.
Do you think he might take the calculated risk and go after the kid?
Well, I just hope he considers all the factors and doesn't jump the gun.
Doesn't really a lot of it have to do with what he really thinks of Nick Foles, right?
Yeah, and we're going to find out real soon. Real thing, yeah, we are.
Sure, he's got it. What he really thinks of Nick Foles is really what it's going to be the deciding factor, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That'll be the decider.
All right, and then today after the boys' game, there might be some tomato pie there for you and your brothers. Okay.
All right. I'll enjoy that if it's there.
Now, do we want to do a trivia, or are you going to move on?
Yeah, finally I have some trivia, which I'm very excited about for the first time in about 50 years. In 1964, Arnold Palmer accepted an invitation to coach golf at what college in 1954?
I got to say where he went, Wake Forest University.
Yes, indeed, Wake Forest.
Wow, off the bat.
How about that, out of nowhere, Jim? How about that, huh?
Out of nowhere, yeah. Wow. One for all one, right. Extraordinary. Thank you so much.
Right. Okay, buddy, great job. See ya.
Oh, shit. You really slow on the finger here, though. All right. What? 0131, go ahead.
Hey, Jamie, how are you? Good morning.
Hey, what's up, buddy? Welcome in.
All right,
I just wanted to ask you, a few quick things. Who are you taking in the divisional round this week? What are your picks? Who are you taking?
I'm taking, I'll give you my picks later, but I'm taking all the favorites, but we'll go
into
my picks early.
Me too. I'm taking all the favorites as well. I'm taking all the favorites as well. I absolutely agree with you. And I would ask you one more thing. Last in the Lions Cowboys game with 8 minutes to go, did you see the blown pass interference call on 3rd and 1? Did you see that?
Yes, I think everybody in the U.S. has saw it by now.
What do you think of it? Was that a robbery? Or what do you think?
What?
What do you think?
I didn't get
that. Was that a bad call? What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's universally accepted being that's a blunt call, and who really knows where the game would have gone after that.
Yeah, that's true. Well, that's pretty much all I wanted to get from you today. Do you have any trivia for me?
No. I think we lost.
Wait, what? What did you say? I didn't hear you. Did you say yes or no? Or do you have it or no?
What?
Do you have trivia or no?
Yeah, we'll give you some quick trivia before we leave.
Tommy tried to call you.
What? Just get the trivia. I'm the hysteric. Yeah, I'll say yes.
All right, okay.
What is this trivia here that you have for?
Brand new from
Christmas. Which 2002 rookie QB was? 2012 rookie QB was the only rookie to win in his debut. You can think back to this year.
I know this. The only rookie quarterback in 2012, the win in his debut was Robert Griffin III. Am I right? Because he beat
yes,
the
Yes, he was. Two for two in the new year. Look at me knowing that. Thank you, buddy.
You're welcome. Enjoy your weekend.
Enjoy your show, buddy. Oh, who we got here? We got 9 months to go. What?
Oh, hey, guys. Here's some quick trivia.
All right, thank you. Is that all you want to say? All right.
No. I have a basketball game. Please, everyone, come to it.
12:40. Thank you, Mark.
There's no help. No, trivia, please. Trivia.
Trivia.
Oh, and hey, guys, I come on every week. Oh, and
yeah, nothing good to say.
Hey, Mr. I live here, too. Don't you dare X me out. I want to talk.
Don't you dare.
Oh, yeah, you're going to give me an easy one? I'm only in second grade, guys.
How many medals?
How many what?
Medals did the swimmer Michael Phelps finish with in his Olympic career?
I don't even know that.
But,
3. Wait.
3?
No, like.
No.
Oh, yeah. No, 8. 8.
8. No, 22.
22. 22, I'm right. Yay! Everyone, I'm right. I picked 22.
Thank you, Ayana. Bye-bye. Why did Zane get preferential?
Well, because he's handicapped.
Oh, well, thanks for broadcasting that to the world.
So,
and so you,
I don't think there's anything wrong with us asking them what time the show's on, the time I try to call this, because we had our times mixed up or something.
Yeah, so you'll leave one for 15 minutes?
Well, it's actually 10:11 right now, so we have 19 minutes still of nothingness.
It's not going to be nothingness.
All right, so first let's go over what happened.
Yeah, Colin.
So,
what?
Go over what happened, the predictions from last week's game.
Yeah.
You have Pittsburgh minus 3.
No.
Ravens, that is a so-called loss. You had Carolina minus 6.5 over Zona.
Yeah, that's
what
a win.
They win by.
That's a win. Win, win, win.
Then they just
they won by 14 or whatever.
Yeah, that's a win. You had Dallas minus 6.5 over Detroit. That's a loss.
Oh, my God. Do we really have
a... Minus 3.5 over Cincinnati.
That's a win.
That's a win. You had 2-2. Let's see how I did.
Look who's back.
Pittsburgh minus 3 over the Ravens. That's a loss. Zona plus 6.5 over Carolina. That's a loss.
Yeah.
Dallas minus 6.5 over Detroit.
That's
a
loss.
Cincy plus 3.5 over Detroit. That's a loss.
That's a...
Oh, for four.
Oh.
Incredible. But
you're terrible.
Just for giggles, let's go over with TP. Baltimore plus 3 over.
That's a win.
That's a win. Carolina minus 6.5 over Zona.
That's a win.
That's a win. Dallas minus 6.5. Detroit lost. Indy minus 3.5. Cincy. 3-1. He did the best. 3-1. Second place is you. 2-2. Third place is me on the floor.
Ryan's back. He's on me. All
right. Now.
Hey, guys. I'm on
here
too.
Hi. I'm back. Okay. Kevin, another trivia question. I know I got that one wrong.
Too young,
but you already gave me one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to sue you. I'm going to sue the radio. Wait. I don't know. Please come to my basketball game, like I told you. I come on every week, so just mention the weights. What am I going to say? Oh, hey, I'm still on, aren't I? You gonna cut me out?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I am.
Bye.
Wait.
Here we go. Here was the description I wrote for tonight. Show number 224.
He's just gonna keep on.
Jamie will recap his
preseason.
NCAA they panned out. Plus,
NCAA
panned out. Exciting week in the NFL playoffs.
We've done that.
We have not. And, of course, he will tackle the big first-ever title game with playoffs in college football, featuring his new in college football, the Ohio State University.
No one leaves. Yeah, no join the position. Why not?
I switched it around a little bit.
Thank you. question, but great match for you, Blackhawk. What a great fight. I'm just kidding. I hit my hang up on so. Can't blame Blackhawk for that. Let's get to these season predictions. Why don't we?
All right, here we go. And before a game was played this calendar, this football calendar season, the following predictions were, let's see what, exactly how we did it game by game. You had Jaguars as a win, that's correct. Colts as a win, correct. Redskins as a win, correct. Niners lost, that was correct. Rams win, correct. Giants win, correct. Which we were rolling. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We were 5-1. At Cardinals, loss, which is correct. Texans win, correct. Panthers win, correct. At Packers, loss, correct. Right. So far,
8-1.
Titans win, that's correct. You had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. First 11 weeks, all nailed. Then at Cowboys, you had a loss, that's incorrect. We won that one. Seahawks home, you had it as a win, but then you switched it to loss that show. So you ended up getting that correct. Cowboys home, you had it as a win, that's another loss. Redskins home, at Redskins, you had it as a win, which was unfortunately a loss. Giants win is correct. You ended up with 11, 12, 13, right, 13 correct, and only 3 wrong.
Okay.
Okay, your preseason prediction was 11-5.
Yeah.
We ended up
10-6.
Yep. Pretty good. Pretty good. Tommy's preseason prediction was 12-4. So he was 2 off. And Dad's preseason prediction, 10-6. Nailed it.
Wait, is that good?
Exactly nailed it. 10-6. Calpa, Brandon had it as 10-6. Cousin Carl had it 11-5. Calpa, we never got. Uncle Chris was not calling at that time of the year.
Quiet thing.
Right. So there we go. That's how the
get rid of her.
That nailed it.
She's my ex man.
Yeah.
Alright.
I can hear that.
Now, would you like to go over this week's prediction?
Yes!
Alright. First game on the docket at 4:30 today.
Patriots. Give me.
Ravens at catch a favor by 7.
It's going to be out. Oh, no.
Amy.
It's going to be a classic pass. 31-14, they'll usually win.
All right. Pat, -7. Next game is the Panthers at Seattle.
Seattle, yeah, easily. Give me Seattle. It's going to be like 38.
All right. Then you got tomorrow, the early game, Dallas at Green Bay. Green Bay's only favored by 5.
Give me Green Bay all day.
Next up, tomorrow's 4:40 game, Colts at Denver. Denver.
Give me Denver easy. I'm sorry, but I think my Colts will get there.
So you got all the favorites, all the home teams and all the favorites, which is interesting. And it's like, can that really happen? Can all four teams, Ghost Script, Total Chalk, no upset? I majority of my inner body thinks that's going to happen, but I got to pick one upset. And it could be anything. It could be Baltimore. I don't know why they get into the Patriots game. So I'm going to take them with the points. So I'm going to go, plus I'm a big cheer for them. So I'm going to go Ravens. +7.
We got NBC, Fox, CBS.
Green Bay, and Denver, because I just don't see those.
That's Aaron Rodgers.
By the way, we got NBC, two Fox, and a CBS. But
NBC has one, Fox has two, good.
Yeah.
And CBS has one?
Yeah.
Okay. CBS hasn't had many yet, have they?
They've had one and one.
They won last week. In other news, a really exciting Sixers game last night. Thoroughly enjoyed it. Awesome ending.
Robert Covington.
We didn't get endings like that when I was in the
You all about Robert Covington and Hollis Thompson?
There's certain people on this team that they could play when this whole rebuilding process is done.
Maryland?
Noel is starting to change me. I think there may be a spot for him. I thought he was horrendous when he holds the ball. But now it's like he's playing within himself. The first couple of games, they were like giving him the ball a ton. He had no clue what to do with it.
Yeah,
now it's like he gets it to certain spots or within the system, not just dumping it to him. He's much better.
Can we take this planet for Monday for this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Covington.
Covington.
I like McDaniels.
He doesn't get any time.
Sloppy, though, man. Oh, my God.
2 for 20 in that. In that jazz game.
He was driving, he jumped, he leaves off his feet, and no one does the ball, and he just throws it away. No turnovers. But he can do a lot of things because he's so tall.
We're going to be there tonight.
He's going to be down to
7:30 with him.
Oh, God.
Get it so cheap.
All
right. Let's take this weather for Monday for those of you who care. All
right. Weather.com. That's fine.
Hector. When did you start Hector?
That would be first seen alive until now. There's a cool whale video, Ryan. And a plane video. We're going to have to see those after the show. Plane? Look, this plane's dive bomb.
I went 5 days for
a 12-foot tall snow turtle.
All
right, let's go. 7 days, 5 days. 22? It doesn't feel that bad. They're saying only 22 it's going to be? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I didn't know this was a super freezing day. Tomorrow, 36. Probably cloudy. Monday, 35.
Click.
Ice to rain.
Click Monday. We need to get some guessing. I want you to work it.
We're going to do it. We're going to do that. Are we clicking
Monday? Are you sure?
I'm not doing anything. Okay, give me a hand. I won't do anything.
Are you done with the show?
No, we got 6 minutes left. It's just in calling.
Oh,
all right. I don't know, Jenny. It doesn't seem like much of anything. I know I had heard that it was going to be something. It doesn't look like anything.
Let's need more.
Storm to bring ice over wide air.
Ice. It depends where the ice is. Go to 686. Go to 86.
What?
ABC is it?
6 ABC?
Yeah. Oh, it's right there. Also, Jake just shot there. If the child dies or what?
And one more, too. Oh, God, no. I'm so good at it. Shut down the daycare room when my current time is and shut down flying at the job.
Oh,
all
we care about.
Eagles Emmanuel.
Yeah, we all know.
Take advantage of the promise of losing to Twitter back.
Ocho, not Ooch.
This is
shut down a daycare and what am I doing? I'm going to shut down it. Can I see your speed?
I'll read this one.
Yeah, well, Grove Avenue, I knew it.
Monday.
Wynmore Montessori School, name and document. Wynmore, right? No idea.
How did you die?
How did
Jerry,
oh, we got a car.
Hey,
Jamie. What's going on, Jamie?
What's going on, Calma?
Not much. So I'm taking Baltimore to take down the Babe Maker. Peter the Cheater should beat Cam the Scam. My Cowboys are going to embarrass Green Bay, and I'm taking the Protege over the Cripple.
Are you taking Cowboys? This ain't cool.
Yeah, I have to be in the bandwagon. I did a YouTube video. I had to apologize, and I'm doing a podcast, my NFL podcast, at 2 o'clock today. Zane contributed to that with me the other day. We had an epic show, like 90 downloads that show so far. It was a great show. And then I'm going to do my spec show at 3, a pregame show. I got to get that bandwagon. So I'm going to take them to win on the road. You got to take them, you know what I'm saying? They're your club, so.
I'll be listening to that Cowboys this year, too.
I'll be live on NFL podcast at 2 o'clock. I'll be also on the shoe, and I'm also spec at 3. But I want to see Upset City this weekend. I like upsets. I like the underdog. You know how it is. So, but I said I expect your Philadelphia Eagles to be successful with Chubbles once the control out in Philadelphia. He got what he wanted. So, I wish you all the luck in the world out there in Philadelphia, because everybody else, you know, the Steve Barley shove is going to demand a Super Bowl from him in 2 years. If not, he's gonna stay fired him. But Jamie, have a great week, and thanks for taking my call. Be good. Go Cowboys. Go, 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 go. Ciao.
Go, go, go. Yeah. We'll go to the Cowboys. Bye. Can we get some Monday stuff coming?
Where do you have to go real quick?
What?
Do you have to go real quick?
Yeah.
Where?
Where's your man?
Alright.
I'll be calling in this show too, Eddie.
Alright, good. You ready?
No, I'm going to look at this Monday forecast.
I'll see.
Good to ask you it. Are you going to get my Xbox controller to it? Come on, go to Monday. Go to Monday. Go to Monday. Oh. Are we on the air? Yeah, more. Read the listening audience about Monday. Click this out is what they expect. Click that. What to expect?
Yeah.
Let's watch media.
We're gonna watch something while we're rushing. I'm off.
No, I wanna watch it. I'm taking my headset off.
Sign off.
Bye.